When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello everyone, thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a mischievous and energetic little dog named Ted, and his adventures around the area in which he lives. A story written with love by Ted's owners, so that they might be able to share their love with the world. So please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for a story. Ted's Adventure by Thomas Sains and Chili Skinner. With a yawn and a scratch, he jumped on the bed, licking the ears on his master's head. A tired hand came out to stop the dog, but nothing could settle the eager Ted. With his feet from the covers, his master arose, in the darkness searching for all his clothes, yawning and stumbling towards the door, down the stairs and onto the floor, opened the fridge and grabbed Ted's food. Ted's eyes wide on the tin were glued. Jumping and yelping, he danced around and around as the food was placed on the ground. He gobbled and gobbled until it was gone. With a slam of a drawer, Ted heard the words, "Lead on!" A game, he thought, darting here to there, ducking and diving to avoid the snare. "We've no time for this," said his master. Catching Ted's tail, he clipped on the lead and headed into the vale. The sun barely shone through the clouds and the fog. This bothered Ted not as he sniffed for more dogs. Opening the gate and down the side, he sniffed under cars where the black cat hides. Round the corner and across the tracks, Ted pulled on the lead, not looking back. He caught the scent of something delicious, a discarded burger under the bushes. His master shouted, "Ted, put that down!" Tugged at the lead, beginning to frown. Ted didn't care, the burger was gone. He licked his lips and carried on. Past cars and houses of all different sizes, pulling and pulling, looking for more prizes. "Aha!" he thought as a packet blew by, Ted's nose inside in the blink of an eye. "Nothing," he sighed as he carried on licking, just leftover crumbs that made for slim pickings. He dodged and swerved across the path, around lampposts and doorsteps by wheels of cars, still searching and sniffing, looking for treats, or his nemesis the cat who is swift on her feet. A black tail, he saw dart by a bin. "It's her," he thought, scratching his chin. Off like a shot, Ted pulled on the lead. His master, still sleepy, let it fall past his knees. It fell to the ground and Ted ran and he ran. "Ted, leave the cat," shouted the man. But Ted didn't listen. He was too busy chasing across the road and onto the pavement, into a garden and around a pond. He chased the cat, but then it was gone. Stopping and sniffing and kicking up leaves, he looked in the bushes and under the trees. From atop the shed he heard a meow, as if to say, "You can't follow me now." Ted barked and he jumped, but the cat didn't move. It just sat there and grinned on top of the roof. "I'll show you," thought Ted as he leapt to the wall. Clambering over, he tried not to fall. Carefully he balanced as he made his maneuver, stepping on ivy and pushing plants over. With a crash and a smash, they hit the ground. Lights came on all around. He heard voices shouting his name. "Get down, Ted, this isn't a game." It was his master's voice with the neighbours too. Ted looked at the cat. "I'm coming for you." He jumped in the air, no time to lose, landing just short of the rickety roof. He scrambled and scrambled and tried to hold on. The cat, looking frightened, fell into a pond. Ted went in after, and they swam and they swam. Suddenly out rushed his master's hands, trying to grab them and bring them to shore, but out scratched the cat with two sets of claws. The cat jumped up his arm and onto the fence, hissing and shaking. The cat ran again. Ted, now removing the weeds from his coat, had managed to get himself free of the moat. Avoiding the clutches of his master's arms, Ted leapt forward, beginning to bark. The cat jumped down and through the gate, across the road and into the park. Ted wasn't far behind, as was his master. Almost blind with rage at this point by all that had happened, they ran past the neighbours who had all started cheering, over the bridge and into the clearing. Round and round Ted and the cat ran, before out of breath became the man, with one last shout, "Ted, please come back!" But Ted was too focused on catching the cat. Over the grass and under a bench, they startled a jogger who fell into a hedge. Up the path and towards the entrance, they continued to run, causing a nuisance. Crossing the road, cars braking to stop, drivers bewildered at the cat and the dog, as they made a turn onto Old Victory Road, his master's voice now a faint echo. They passed by the pub where the road got its name and made a sharp left into the lane. People looked out from their doorsteps to see what all the fuss was about down in the street. Into the school, across the playground, Ted at full speed felt like a greyhound. The pair ran through the teachers, drinking their coffee, knocking over the one that teaches geography. The children now all started to laugh. The embarrassed teacher shouted, "Get to class!" Ted and the cat carried on going, past the groundskeeper, out busy mowing, the grass and the pitch ready for football, as Ted and the cat headed into the great hall. Through the doors and under the tables, the cat had Ted running in circles. A scream came out from one of the girls as they leapt onto a chair, using her as a hurdle. Out the window in the corner they went, but up the tall oak tree the cat made her ascent. Across the rooftop sprang the feline, winking to say, "Better luck next time." Ted barked and barked to no avail. The last thing he saw was her bushy black tail. He yawned and he scratched and he turned back for home, quite pleased with how his morning had gone. Off he trotted back down the lane, past the pub as it began to rain, into the park and round the bench, over the bridge and past the hedge, with a hole in it now, the shape of a jogger. Ted not fussed by all of the bother he'd caused in the town on a quiet morning, one such as this, as the sun was dawning. Again past the house, with the pond in the garden, the one with the shed he'd shown disregard in, for the plant pots and neighbours who were busy cleaning up all the mess while Ted was daydreaming. He thought of cats and more dinner waiting at home, a reward for all the hard work he had done. Keeping that cat away from the street, his master would surely be pleased. Smiling to himself as he sauntered back, around the corner and across the tracks, up to his house and down the side, he pushed the back gate open wide. Into the kitchen, Ted strutted through. "Where have you been? We've been looking for you," said all the voices in the room, his master now beginning to fume. "Looks like they miss me," thought Ted, jumping on the sofa across their legs. He padded about and curled into a ball, now feeling quite sleepy, beginning to drool. Blissfully unaware of the chaos he'd caused, Ted closed his eyes, beginning to snore. He dreamt of the cat evading his clutches and a mountain of burgers left under the bushes. The end. Good night and sweet dreams.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.